Let's talk about your Halo event.
So yeah, the event, it's going to take place at Sky Zone. Essentially, a group of foster kids and a group of high school volunteers are going to come together, and I'm going to pair them up, one foster child with one volunteer, and kind of like, it's usually like the same pairs from event to event. And for about an hour and a half or so, the kids will play with their quote-unquote big brother sister while the foster parents can just relax, have something to eat and drink. And as the event kind of comes to a close, we will all come together, eat cupcakes, pizza, just kind of finish off the day, giving the foster kids a fun time to be with their role models.
Sounds like fun. Some foster parents who didn't know about it, if they're hearing about it now, can they come or do you have to pre-register? How's that work?
The way we connect with the foster families is through the Children's Network, but this summer we're working on expanding to an even higher number of foster care families and even more schools than the ones we're already connected with.
It's a structured event.
Yeah, it's structured. We keep count of the amount of people just because we don't want to have an imbalance of foster care children and then high school volunteers.
You're there to answer questions for people who might be curious?
Yeah, of course. So Halo is on social media and we have a website, and through these outlets online, you can contact me, and we are open to anyone coming, and you couldn't just show up. You'd have to talk to me first so I could make sure we have the numbers right.
The website address is
www.haloclub.org.
Kids getting depressed and maybe feel lonely. What could you give them, any advice if they feel like they might be in crisis, what to do?
Yeah, of course. So if you are someone who is struggling maybe with depression or suicidal thoughts, it's easy to feel like you're completely alone and that no one in the world could understand what you're going through. I mean, I've definitely felt that way before. But even though it might be scary, just talking to your friend, your dog, your mom, your dad, anyone in your life, just getting your feelings out, saying them, can really help you understand that, like, look, like what you're feeling right now in the moment isn't permanent. And I'm 100% sure that there are people out there who will help you and who want to help you and who want to see you succeed. It just takes that first leap of faith.